And this is the Phoenix Conference. And in this hour, I'm going to give you some processing. Now, I started out the first hour by talking to you about boredom. And I said that was the process of having barriers intervene between you and your goal. If you didn't get it that time, get it now. But boredom is the emotion which results by having insurmountable barriers interposed between you and your goals. You think they're insurmountable anyway, and the resulting condition is boredom. That's a very bad thing to start out a series of lectures by telling people about boredom, because it makes them twitch. And people twitching that way are very, very uncomfortable. And so right now we're going to remedy exactly what I talked about. Now, it doesn't matter whether you do these processes with your eyes open or your eyes closed. It does not matter too much whether you do them interior eyes or exterior eyes. If you can exteriorize easily, why do so during the processing? You'll find out it's much, much better. Processing while one is inside is about 99% absorbed by the GE. And processing when one is exteriorized does a great deal more for him. So, on any of these processes, exteriorize, go someplace, sit down someplace, do them. Now, the next point is, with these, the proper rendition for individual auditing of SOPAC is, give me three people you are not. You know, give me three, a finite number. But on a group like this, one has people with varying speeds. He has people that are getting things brrr, and people who are getting things bong. Bong. So, the command which is used to a group is, give me some things which you are not. Now, I occasionally, because I'm so used to auditing this, would give me three. I'll probably occasionally slip and interject three. But give me some things that are not. Then you just go on getting items until the next command. You see? So that somewhat equalizes speed. Give me some things you are not. Well, you just go on getting things you are not until the next command. If you only get one, fine. If you get two dozen, fine. If you don't get any, well, there are some auditors who have been coached up in the crowd. If you're not getting any after the first two or three hours, why, they'll show you. If anybody passes out or begins to scream during these processes, we have a way to take care of that too. We have special means of taking care of that. We issue cotton to the other people. Now, there's actually nothing to be afraid of in these processes. You can resist the effect of them if you wish. But I'm not overstating it when I say it's pretty hard to resist the effect of them, because, you see, I haven't yet told you the basic philosophy behind these processes. And so I have hope that there will be something vaguely resembling a result here and there, perhaps. All right, I talked about boredom. Now, I want you to get some things now, items, objects in the vicinity. Just spot them with this thought in the item each time you spot it. It's arrived. You know, you get a house, and then you just get the thought in the house, it's arrived. Not necessarily mark these things up. Just look around. Just look at this microphone and say, well, put the thought in it, it's arrived. And this microphone, the thought in it, it's arrived. This microphone, thought in it, it's arrived. All right, get some things with the thought in them that they have arrived. Now get these same things thinking toward you, you've arrived. Now get these same things thinking toward somebody else. He's arrived. Now Now get you thinking toward them. They've arrived. And get them thinking toward you that you've arrived. Okay. Now, I take a little edge off of boredom. Real fast, that one. Anybody all of a sudden start ready to scream? I know the son's only back there is having a little trouble with a cough. You can expect that with a pre-clear. You start in a process on a pre-clear and he starts to cough. Don't worry about it. You're running an effective process. Murder him with it. He'll cough and cough and cough. That is actually a missing second terminal in front of the pre-clear. Missing terminal. I mean, it's another person, another anchor point, something missing. You know, gone, lost. All right. Now, the first thing we're going to use here is opening procedure. Now, this is normally done by having the pre-clear walk actively. You know, body and all. Around the room. And he goes to things and touches them on your command. That's the first step of it. But in this particular instance, this is not possible to have you all walking around, so I'm merely going to ask you to move your feet or turn your head slightly and so forth, and we're going to go through opening procedure just to that tiny degree. You'll be surprised how effective it is. All right. Now, put both feet flat on the floor. Now move them forward about an inch. Okay, now move your right foot back about an inch. Now select a place for your left foot to move back to and move it back. Okay, now move your right foot about an inch to the right. And your left foot about an inch to the right. And your right foot about an inch to the right. Now select a position to put your left foot in. Now put it there. Okay, wait for the command of execution on that. All right. Now select a position to put both feet. Now put them there. Now what we're trying to do here is key out the automaticity of immediate response. So wait for the command of execution. We were trying to get you with the postulate and then the action, rather than the postulate action. See, that's an automaticity. Postulate action. We want that one. All right. Now let's select a new position to put both feet in and carefully select it and get it very, very down to a point. All right. Now put them there. All right. And get the fact who made that decision. Of course, I said so originally, but you actually made a decision and put your feet there. I didn't tell you where to put them. All right. Now get a new place to put both feet in. Get it very exactly. Okay, now move them to it. That's right. We're going to find more people coming up at the present time on this. All right. Who picked out the position now? Get who picked out the position. All right, now pick out a position to put your right hand in. Now put it there. Okay. Now pick out a brand new position to put your right hand in. Pick it out very carefully. Now change your mind and pick out another position. Get that new position there very, very precisely, because that's the one you're really going to do. Now pick out a new position. All right. Pick out a new position now to put your right hand in. And put it there. Okay. Now pick out a new position to put your right hand in. And you put it there when you decide to. Choose the time you're going to do so. Go ahead. Now who chose the time?
All right, choose a new position to put that hand in. And again, choose the time you're going to put it there and put it there. Choose now a new position to put that hand in. And when you decide to put it there, put it there. That's right. Now choose a very comfortable position to put your right hand in. Choose it very carefully, but don't put your hand there. Now get who it is who chose the position. Okay, now change your mind and get a new position. Now execute on the new position. Okay, now just relax with that hand. And then, now let's take your two hands and put them very tightly together. And get the idea of holding on one hand to the other. Hold on real good. All right. Now make up your mind that you're going to let go. Now let go. Good. Now put your two hands together again. Now decide you're going to let go, but when you're going to let go, and execute. Okay, now put your two hands together again and decide you're going to hold on real hard. Decide you're going to hold on with your neck, too. And hold on with your feet, too. And then decide you're going to hold on so you don't fly into the air. Now decide when you're going to let go with your feet and let go. Decide when you're going to let go with your neck. Let go. Decide when you're going to let go with your hand. And let go. Okay, now you sort of decide to let go. And let go. All right. Now, is there some portion of the seat there on the right side of your seat that you can grasp? So there's a material object. Let's find something on the right side of your seat that you can grasp. Let's get the idea of grasping this real hard. Grasp it. Now, decide to let go of it and let go. Now, let's grab hold of it again. And decide to hold on to it. Decide never to release it. Never, forevermore. Get determined about it. If anybody else came up and demanded you release it, just decide you're just never going to. Nothing can make you release it. They could shoot you and you wouldn't release it. Get that determined, real determined. Now, and I decide, oh, hell, let go. Okay. Now, hold on again. And let go. Did you let go of something? Let's get that. You actually did let go of something. Now, hold on again. All right. Now let go. You let it go? Good. Now let's on the left side. On the left side, let's hold on something, some material object. Let's hold on real good. Real, real hard. Bone crusher. Now get how the fact that you have held on this hard welds your hand to the object forever. Get how this is welded there forever. Now decide to let go and let go. Okay, now let's hold on again. Let's decide to hold on real lightly this time. And then hard. And then light. And then let go. Okay, now let's reach down with your left hand and hold on. And you make up your mind when you're going to let go and then let go. Go ahead. Get that it was you that really decided this, no? All right. Now hold on again with the left hand. Now decide to let go. Let go. All right. Now let's hold on with both of your feet. Hold on to the ground. Both of your feet. and decide to let go with your right foot. And then let go. Decide to let go with your left foot now. And let go. Now let's pick an exact position to put those feet in. Just right down to the 16th of a millimeter. Now put them there. And let's decide a point to put those feet in now. Exact position. All right, put them there. All right, now tilt your head forward just a tiny little bit. Forward. Now straighten it up. Now tilt it just a tiny bit back. Now straighten it up again. Tiny little bit to the right. Straighten it up. Tiny little bit to the left. Straighten it up. All right, now decide to hold on with your neck. Now let go. Decide to hold on with your neck again. Decide to hold your head on. Besides, if you didn't hold your head on, it wouldn't be held on. Get how important this is to hold your head on. All right, decide to let it go. Let it go. Half expected there to see a head or two flop out of the aisle, but they didn't. Okay. Now, you choose a spot to put your head in, or position to put your head in. Now put it there. And a new position to put your head in. And put it there. And a new position to put your head in. Put it there. And a new position to put your head in. I'll put it there. Now decide what is an exactly what is a polite attitude for your head, a polite position for your head to be in. And think this over real well and then decide that. Polite position. Now put your head in that position. Now decide what a slightly impolite position would be for your head. Now put your head in that position. Now decide again what an impolite position would be, another impolite position. Now put your head in that position. Okay. Now decide a very polite position and put your head there. Okay. Now decide to hold on with your neck to keep your body onto your head. Decide how important this is, keep your body onto your head, and decide what you have to hold on to keep your body onto your head. Now hold on to it. Now let it go. Okay, now decide your body is in a comfortable position and move it into an uncomfortable position. Okay, move it. Now decide on a new position which will be comfortable and put your body into that new position. Okay. Did we get a few more up in present time? I'm sure we did. Now, actually, it's much more effective walking a preacher around. But we're going to start into some more deeply significant processes here now. Incidentally, just a word in passing. Opening procedure has been discovered to save at least 5 or 6 hours of processing per preclear. Gets him into the case that quick. People's fear of taking direction stems from the fact that they have often taken direction to their terror and upset, you see. And they discover that they can take direction from an auditor and it doesn't kill them. A person who resists other direction continually will, of course, lose his own. You see how he do that? He resists being directed. So eventually he won't be directed himself. So he can't direct himself, so his postulates are no good. You see that? Other direction. Resistance to other direction would be the same thing as resistance to other determinism. You start to resist determinism in general, and you see what happens to your own. You know, that's why they make tough sergeants. You know, like those, you'll think the army then, you see, would be the optimum training goal. Oh, no, it's not. Because they get people to obey by making them resist. You know, everybody's supposed to resist everybody, and if everybody resists everybody and so forth, then they get automatons. People don't think Also, they don't make good soldiers. It's interestingly true. But that's about the first thing you get with a preacher. You could do that up to 2 hours with somebody, always with benefits. They'll get tremendous perception boosts and so forth. All right. Now give me three things, Flip, give me some things which aren't giving you directions right at the moment. Now some things that aren't giving somebody else direction at the moment. Now things which aren't directing other people for other people. Now get some things other people aren't having direct you. And get some things that other people aren't being directed by. And some things you aren't using to direct other people. I get some things now that aren't directing you, that aren't giving you orders specifically. Some things which aren't giving other people orders. Some things which somebody else isn't having give directions to other people. You know, cops aren't having trees give directions to girls or something. I get some things nobody is using to order you around. Get some things you aren't using to order somebody else around. I get some things you aren't using to order yourself around. Some things somebody else isn't using to order himself around. And some things that somebody else isn't using to order somebody else around. Okay, now give me some messages which you are not. Some messages which you are not. You know, I'm not a Western Union telegram. Keep rolling them off. Think it some more. All right, let's get some messages somebody else is not. Keep rolling them off. Messages somebody else is. Now let's get some messages somebody else knows that you're not. Somebody else knows that you're not. Now get a specific somebody else now. Actual person. Now, get some messages somebody else isn't, you know, some messages you know somebody else isn't. Now, get some messages somebody else knows that somebody else isn't, you know. Papa knows Mother is not a Western Union telegram. If you can get it with certainty, if he knows that, he might think so. Now, let you get some words that you're not. Somebody else gets some words that he isn't. Let's get some certainty on that one. Some other specific person. Some words he knows he isn't. Now he has to know he isn't these words now. Now get some words that somebody knows somebody else isn't. Let's get you again some messages that you were not. And somebody else some messages which he is not. Roll them up. And let's get somebody else some messages that you are not. Somebody else knowing you aren't certain messages. You know, you aren't a WCTU pledge or some kind of message. But you're not Psalm 63. Now let's get you knowing you aren't a certain spoken message. Let's get some spoken messages, in other words, that you know you're not. Spoken messages that you know you're not. somebody else now getting some spoken messages that he knows he's not. Example, a fellow says, a Democrat says, I am a Republican. You know he's not that message. Nobody's a message, is the essence of that. All right, let's get somebody else getting some messages that he knows somebody else is not. If this one drowns you, it'll run out before the week is over. Now let's get somebody else knowing that you are not certain words. And you knowing somebody else isn't certain words. Some of those words, get some words that you know somebody else isn't. For instance, the local traffic cop isn't charity. Okay, now let's get you getting some orders which you are not. Some orders which you are not. Somebody else getting some orders which he is not. Now this person knows that he's not certain orders. And have somebody else knowing that you're not certain orders. Now let's get three decisions you don't have to make. Just one, two, three. And get some more decisions you don't have to make. Well, let's get somebody else getting decisions he doesn't have to make. Now let's get somebody getting decisions he doesn't have to make for somebody else. Now let's get some decisions somebody doesn't have to make for you. Now let's get some decisions you don't have to make for somebody else. And some decisions you don't have to make for yourself. and some decisions somebody else doesn't have to make for himself. And some decisions that somebody doesn't have to make for somebody else. Let's get some. And some decisions that nobody has to make for you. And that you don't have to make for anybody else. Okay. Now, let's mock yourself up. If you don't get a mock-up, just get the idea out there. Get the idea of yourself dead because you made a decision. Real dead. Now, throw it away and get another mock-up of yourself twice as dead because you made a decision. Now, throw it away and get another mock-up of yourself 10 times as dead because you made a decision and somebody found out that you had. Throw that away and get yourself dead because you made a decision and were discovered in the process. Now throw that away and get yourself about 100 times as dead as you've had before, just real dead, because you made a decision. Now throw it away and get yourself very dead now because you made a decision for somebody else. You throw that away and get yourself dead because you made a decision for somebody else and didn't tell them. Now throw that away. And get you dead because somebody else didn't make a decision for you. Somebody else didn't make a decision, you're dead. Now throw that away. Now get a great big pile of you out in front of you, just a whole lot of you. Or just a whole lot of ideas of you. If you don't have very good perception, just get the ideas out there of awful dead because of these decisions. Oh, this is a big mob. Awful dead. Now, throw those away. Now, get yourself dead and wasted away to dust because you decided to have a goal. Get the dust being real dusty. Did somebody bring in a vacuum cleaner and vacuum it up now? Throw the vacuum cleaner away. Get your mother complaining that you got everything all dusty. That one. All right. Now, let's find a couple of corners of this room. Hold on for a moment and not think. Okay. Now let's get three things that you aren't. things. Three things you want. Two, three. Okay. Now get some more things that you want. So I'll get more certain than that. Get some things you just know you're not. Now get some things somebody else just knows he isn't. Completely certain he isn't. And some things that somebody knows somebody else isn't. Some more things somebody knows somebody else isn't. Get specific people now. Now get some things that somebody else, a specific person, knows you're not. Some more things somebody else knows you're not. A specific other person. Now let's get some things you know you're not. Let's see if we can get even a higher level of certainty on this. Things that you absolutely know you're not. Get some more. I get some things somebody else knows he isn't. I have him get some things he knows he isn't. Somebody being real certain he isn't certain things. Okay. We've been doing this with mock-ups, that sort of thing. Let's just throw those away. The park department will clean them up out there. Just throw them away. And give me three people you know you're not. Three people. One person that you know you're not. Two people that you really know you're not this person. Three people. Really know you're not that person. Okay. Now get somebody else getting people he knows he's not, one after the other. There's a specific other person getting people he knows he's not. Now I'll get somebody else getting people he knows somebody else isn't. You know, father knows that mother is not grandfather. That's specific. Now let's have somebody else getting people they know you're not. Specific other person, though. Getting specific people they know you're not. And let you get it, be getting people you know somebody else isn't. Specific people you know somebody else is not. Now let's get some animals you aren't. more animals you want. Have somebody else get some animals he knows he isn't. All right, has somebody else get some animals he knows somebody else isn't. Two specific people, one of them getting animals he knows the other person isn't. Now, has somebody get some animals that you aren't? You know, knows you aren't certain animals. Just have him check them off. These animals he knows you're not. Can you get some animals you know another specific person isn't? Now let's get some objects that you know you're not. Objects you know you're not. Let's look around sort of and find these objects in the environment, you know? Let's get somebody else now getting some objects he knows he isn't. And somebody getting some objects that he knows somebody else isn't. And somebody getting some objects that you're not. He knows you're not certain objects. And let's get you now getting objects which you know somebody else isn't. Just choose another specific person and then get a whole bunch of objects you know he isn't. Okay, if any objects have accumulated around now, pick them up and throw them away. And get three things, one, two, three, three things which you know you aren't doing at this moment. Get some more things you aren't doing at this moment. Now let's get some things somebody else isn't doing at this moment. Now let's get some things that somebody else isn't making somebody else do at this moment. Let's get some things now somebody else, some other specific person, isn't making you do at this minute. Get that other person, specific person, then get a whole lot of things he isn't making you do at this moment, or she. Now get a whole lot of things that you aren't making another specific person do at this moment. A whole bunch of things that you aren't making another specific person do at this moment. Another specific person you aren't making do a whole lot of things at this moment. Okay. Now let's mark yourself up. Just mark yourself up, you know. Mark you a Satan up. Let's just assume for fun's sake that you're Satan, rather than my Satan. And mark yourself up now an unknowing nothingness. Mark yourself up that way, an unknowing nothingness. And it's awful easy to mark up. Let's mark it up now. An unknowing nothingness. A single person here can't get that mark up now. An unknowing nothingness. Now duplicate it. Just get another one, just like it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it again. Let's throw those away and mark it yourself again as an unknowing nothingness. You are Satan, an unknowing nothingness. Unobservable. Can't be seen. Can't be heard. Now duplicate it. Now duplicate it again. And again. And duplicate it 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 again. And again. And again. And again, and again, I just get a whole bunch of duplicates. I'll throw them all away. And once more, mark up you as an unobservable nothingness. You know, can't be seen. I can't be seen nothingness. And again. Duplicate it. Now duplicate the two of them. And two more. An unobservable nothingness. Two more of them. Duplicate that pair. Duplicate that pair. Duplicate that pair. Duplicate it again. I don't care where you're putting the duplicates. Duplicate it again. It's all right. We can fill the whole place up full of nothingness very easily. Unobservable nothingness. Put it there twice and duplicate it again. And 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 again. Throw it away. Now, mark yourself up as an unobservable, unknowing nothingness. Unobservable, unknowing nothingness. Now, mark yourself up that way, holding on madly. And duplicate it. An unobservable, unknowing nothingness, holding on madly. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it, and duplicate it, and duplicate it, and duplicate it, and again, and again, and again, and again, throw it away. Now mark yourself up as an unknowing nothingness letting go.
In an unknowing nothingness,
get you letting go.
Got it there? Now duplicate it.
Get the effort in it of letting go. You know, let go. Boom. Let go. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Again. A real stupid nothingness this time. Letting go. Again. Let it go. Letting go. Again. I'll throw those all away and let's get two of you. One side by side. Each one a real, unknowing nothingness. Side by side. And letting go. Now duplicate that pair. Duplicate it again. And again. Now just run out a whole bunch of duplicates of it. Pair by pair. Lots of them. More. More. Ooh, lots more than that. More of them. More duplicates. Throw them all away. Throw them all away. Reach for the two back corners of the room. Right from where you are, reach for the two back corners of the room. Don't worry about the pile up. Now sort of reach outside those two corners and reach back to them. That landed them for a lot of you. Outside and reach back to them. Now run a beautiful golden ribbon from the corners right straight to you. Now throw the ribbon away and put another one there. You throw that one away and put another ribbon there. Now let go of the corners. Now hold on to the corners again. Now let go of them. Now hold on to them again. Let go of them. Hold on to the corners again. Let go of them. Hold on to them again. Let go. Hold on. Let go. Hold on to the corners. Let go. Now just let go of a half a dozen things, one right after the other. You don't have to hold on to them. Just let go of half a dozen things, one right after the other. Just pick some things out and let go of them. Let go of some more. Let go of some more. Okay, make somebody else let go of something now. Okay, find the two back corners of the room and hold on.